Hello, everyone. This audio is an original work of fantasy created by an adult for adults only. If you are under the age of 18, you must stop listening now. Script and performance is copyright 2021 by Princess April. All rights reserved. Please do not rehost, repost, copy, or in any way attempt to circumvent my exclusive right to distribute this audio the way I see fit. I can be contacted on Reddit at uprincess_April. If you see this audio posted anywhere other than Reddit's family of Gone Wild Audio and related subreddits, Soundgasm, my Patreon page, or under another username, it may not be authorized. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Hey. Oh, come on. Don't be that way. Where are you going? Wait up. Come on, talk to me. What's wrong? Is this about what happened at the party the other day? Come on. I told you I was sorry about that. I'm sorry I left you there in the middle of a conversation, but I saw that guy walk by, and you know how I am. I'm a huge flirt, and I get distracted. I'm sorry, okay? You were there with your girlfriend anyway. Hey, Michael. Looking hot today. Seriously. Oh, well, thank you. Oops, I'm doing it again. He's getting away. I gotta go. Bye, Michael. Hey, hi. Hi. Look, I get why you're upset, okay? We're supposed to be friends. I can be a little flighty, and sometimes I can make my friends feel, I don't know, a little ignored, and I didn't mean that. I am half fairy, you know. Flighty kind of comes with the territory. Come on, we're still friends, right? Still friends? Why not? Well, what did I do then? Oh. That. Okay, but that wasn't me, though. You can't prove anything. The dean certainly couldn't. Okay, can we not talk about this here? No, I'm not admitting anything. I just want to talk to you about it. Not here. Hold up. It was just a harmless trick. Whoever did it was probably... Okay. It wasn't completely harmless, but your girlfriend, well, I mean your ex-girlfriend, seriously, she needed a little wake-up call. No, where are you going? Hey, Tristan, sorry, I can't talk right now. I've got a situation here, okay? Okay, see you later. Okay. Hey, wait. Wait, hold on. Just because you have legs that are twice as long as mine doesn't mean you can get away from me. My wings are still good for something, you know. I mean, I can't fly, but they can still help give me a little boost when I need it. Hey, just seriously, I want to apologize. For real, okay? I know it was awful for her. I mean, at first I just thought it was funny, but... I was talking to some of my human friends. Oh, hey, Lowell. How's your brother? And tell him hi for me, okay? Okay. Sorry. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, anyway, I was talking to some of my friends, and they were like, Eldriel, that was awful, okay? Like, you just don't do that to somebody. And then they explained why, and I was like, okay, I get it. That was bad. It was really bad. Juvenile? Okay, you're right. I deserve that, but I'm half fairy, okay? We are juvenile sometimes. It's what we do. I know humans don't totally understand, but fairies got a fairy, right? No? Rise above what? Yeah, well... That's what I'm trying to do. You don't understand what I'm dealing with. Well, Yeah, but... Yeah, I know she dumped you. I'm really sorry about that. But what you don't understand is... No, wait, listen. There is a but, and it's a pretty big one. Can you just give me a chance to explain? But can we get out of the hallway? I keep seeing people I know, and I have to say hi. You know how it is. Speaking of which, hello, Kevin. Is it just me, or are you looking especially tall today, Kevin? Me? Oh, well, thank you. No, it's just the same old me. 4'8", as always. I think this is as tall as I'm gonna get. But yeah, I finally found a dress that doesn't make me look like a 4-year-old. You really like it? Ah, thank you. Is that a promise? Well, maybe I'll see you later. Okay. Bye. What? Come on, I have to say hi to Kevin. He's my pal. Plus, he's so hot, you know? I just love tall guys. Look at him. Well, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes, all guys are tall to me. And that's why I think all guys are hot. Duh. What's wrong with that? Wait, come on. We obviously need to talk. Let's just, Come on, let's go in here. I know it's an AV closet. You know, these facilities people at the university, they're so funny. They installed these new, quote, fey-proof locks. Give me a break. They don't know who they're dealing with. Come on, we're not gonna get in trouble. I'll have it open, literally, in a second. Here, it's bang, bang, boom, just like that. Just, come on, please. We're not gonna steal anything. I need to talk to you in private. It's important. Shh, just act casual and get in here. No one will notice. What are you scared of? Me? We're friends. Trust me. Come on, just get in here. Thank you. There. See? No more tall guy distractions. Except you. Hey, it's dark in here, huh? Uh-oh. I don't think the lights work. Well, you try them then. I did not mess with them. Did you see me do anything? Do you want some light? Because I can make some light. I mean, I'm half fey. I might as well be good for something, right? Here. I can glow a little. And sparkle. See? I bet you didn't know I could do that, huh? Is it? Oh. You really think it's creepy? But it's just me, you know? I think I look cuter when I do it. Look, I know you're mad at me. I'm sorry, okay? I admit it. I did it. It was just a little bit of itching powder. I mean, mixed with some pixie dust. But I want to explain. She deserved it. I don't think you realize. Your girlfriend, she was cheating on you. I am not lying. She was, though. You know that guy, Mark? The guy she's been studying with for their ancient fey literature class? You've seen him with her, right? Quote, studying, unquote. Well, I'm sorry to be the one to have to tell you this, but they were having sex. How do I know? Well, I just know, okay? I'm a fairy. I mean, half fairy. I know a lot of secrets about a lot of people. I'm really good at it, okay? No, it's not important how I found out. What's important is that you're better than her. Come on, think about it. She had been acting differently lately, right? She wasn't doing as much with you anymore. She started putting off spending time with you. That's because she was spending it with him. I told you, I know things, okay? Besides, it may seem like I'm all just fun and games and flirt and giggle, but I'm half human too, you know. The truth is, when I found out what she was doing to you, I got pretty upset. What? No, that's different. Look, everyone knows I'm a big flirt, okay? Everyone knows I'm kind of a slut, and that's okay. At least I'm upfront about it. I'm not trying to pretend I'm being monogamous to anybody. She was. And she was lying to you. She was cheating. Okay, well, you tell me. What would the human thing to do have been? Should I have just told you about it? Because you're my friend? Or maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut? Either way, I'm not human, okay? Not totally. So, I wanted to teach her a lesson. And fairies do that by playing tricks on people. I wanted to make her pay. I'm not, like, totally proud of it, but I wanted to humiliate her. So, I went over to her dorm at, like, 2 in the morning while she was still asleep. I mean, the door was locked, but I was in there so fast I didn't make a sound. Just like today. I'm really good at it. And I can be quiet, too. Anyway, I found her underwear drawer, and I put this highly concentrated itching powder that I had infused with a little pixie dust into the crotches of each pair. No, all it took was a little bit. She wouldn't have noticed it was there. Just a tiny sprinkling of white powder she couldn't even see. And then I left. Do you know what that stuff does to you? It's really bad. I'm sorry, but it was too funny. The pixie dust gives it a delayed reaction, and it kind of makes you horny, too. So she didn't even start to feel it until she was already in class. She was, like, dancing around, lifting her legs and sticking her hand down there to try to itch herself because it was so bad. But the best part is that she was, like, super wet, too, because of the pixie dust. She couldn't hardly control herself in this classroom full of students. You could smell her. It was just too intense. Anyway, she ended up running to the bathroom, but by then it was way too late. You know what I think? I think she couldn't figure out whether to wash herself or finger fuck herself. No, but she deserved it. She was cheating on you. She was fucking that guy, Mark. I'm telling you, she was. She still is. I just know, okay? And you want to know the best part? She knew I did it. Everyone knew I had done it. But she couldn't prove it. She tried coming at me. She called me names. She called me a slut. She even tried to threaten me. But give me a break. She can't do anything to me. Why? Because I'm way more clever than she is. Well, except today. I mean, I really shouldn't be telling you any of this. But I did it for you. Come on. I did you a favor. She dumped you, right? Because of me? Because we're friends? Oh, come on. Don't say that. Of course we're still friends. I know you defended me. Because I just do, okay? Anyway, it was for the best. You don't want a girl like that in your life. A girl who has sex with another guy behind your back? I mean, she's pretty, but she's not worth it. Besides, why don't you just admit it? You kind of like that I did it. Seriously, I know you're smarter than that. You knew she was cheating on you. You didn't need to see her do it or have evidence. You just knew, right? But you were just too afraid to call her on it. Probably because she was so pretty. Look, it's okay. Guys can be kind of stupid like that. I understand. But admit it. You liked what I did. This tiny fey girl doing that to her. Making her suffer like that. Making her itch uncontrollably with no way to stop it. Your cheating girlfriend panting and sweating in a public bathroom. Practically leaking because her perfect little cunt is crammed with pixie-infused itching powder. It makes me laugh. Humiliating her? That turns you on a little, doesn't it? It serves her right. You can admit it. I know things, remember? I know things about you, you know? Secrets? Like, I know you think I'm a bad little fairy girl. You wish you could be more like me, don't you? So, do you want to fuck me or not? What's the matter? Are you scared of me? Here, I'll hop up on the counter. And I'll lift my skirt up, and I'll show you my pussy. See? Have you ever fucked a fae girl before? Well, don't you want to? Do you want to fuck a bad girl? The kind of girl who could do something like that, and giggle about it, and get away with it? Do you want to be inside me? I promise. I'm not doing anything to mess with your head. I can't do that. This is all you. I can see how hard you are. So why don't you fuck me? I mean, it's no secret. I like getting fucked. I like that you're tall, and you know what? Even if you're not especially big, you're still big to me. You know what I mean? To a fairy girl. I want you to stretch my little pussy open. I want you to fuck me for being a bad girl. Please? Yeah. That's it. Take it out. Let me see it. Oh my god. Yeah. Grab my legs. Come on. Don't be gentle. Force them apart. Squeeze them. Oh, stick it in. Ah, oh, fuck me. Fuck me for humiliating your girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Force my legs open. Fuck me. Tell me I'm a little fairy bitch. Oh, God, I am, aren't I? Oh, fuck. Oh. You know, my mom was unseelie. Do you know what that means? Oh, well, it basically means she wasn't very nice to humans. She would play cruel tricks on them for no good reason. Like the itching powder pixie dust trick? Who do you think I learned that from? Ow, fuck. Yeah, fuck me harder with that big cock. And the thing is, her mom was on Sealy too. And her mom's mom. Oh, so you can see the kind of generational pressure I'm dealing with. But I'm trying to be better, you know? I want to break the chain. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, I want to be Sealy. And I know I'm not very good at it. I mean, I am still a fairy. My wings may not help me fly, but I'm still my mom's daughter. And I can't help myself sometimes. I think I can do better, though. I think I can do it. Ow! Fuck, that hurts so good. My pussy is so tiny. And your cock is so big. Ow! Oh, I deserve to get stretched open, don't I? Oh, for being a bad fairy girl. The thing is, I think I'm still Sealy. I mean, it's not like we don't play pranks. It's just that we only do it to people who deserve it. And your girlfriend, she deserved it. Tell me she deserved it. Tell me I'm Sealy. Your big dick is gonna make me come. Oh, are you gonna come too? Oh, fuck me then. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Wow. I love guys. Oh, my God. That was so good. Wasn't it? I know. I'm a slut. No, it's okay. That's what I am. I like it. You know what else I like? That I finally managed to tempt you into fucking me. Come on, don't feel bad. It's what I do. It's not your fault. No, I wasn't lying to you. All that was totally true. She did cheat on you. Go ask her. Come on, I'm Sealy, remember? I had nothing to do with that. Besides, even if I did, you can't stay mad at me, can you? Look at me. I'm like literally sparkle going right now. See? You're laughing. You like me. Seriously, I promise. I'm just messing with you. I only play tricks on people who deserve it. What? Why am I impossible? Yeah, well, that's just what you get with fae girls. We like to mess with people. Always keep you guessing. Anyway, that was great. That's really all I wanted to talk to you about, so I guess I better get to class. Hey, but you know what? Maybe I'll see you around. Stay sweet, okay? I don't want to have to play a prank on you, too. Anyway, it's gonna get dark in here, so don't trip on anything. See ya. Hey, Warren, wait up. Wait up. I want to talk to you for a second, okay? What are you doing? Are you going to class? I'll walk with you. Come on.